Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, and I'm by myself again, but Bradley should be joining me hopefully shortly. He just finished his stream on Facebook, so hopefully you guys were watching that. And today we're going to talk about the Game Awards, which were a fun-ass time. It was a three-hour event on Thursday, and there was a lot of cool reveal trailers and a lot of cool awards given away. We're also going to talk about the Xbox Fridge, or the Xbox Series X, whatever the hell it is. I can't tell the difference because it's so frickin' monolithic. Alright, so let's tee up for a good one here, and that's all coming up right now.
Right now.
Everyone, so let's get right into the gaming word of the week, which is brought to you by myself, being sexy and all. No, I'm just kidding. I have a face for radio, which is why you're listening to this podcast and not watching me stream. So let's get right into it. So the gaming word of the week this week is frag, which has two meanings, actually, if you guys have not heard this term before. It's a frag is to kill another player and is most often used in FPS games like Counter-Strike, Unreal Tournament, and Call of Duty. And there's a little picture of a penguin holding a gigantic grenade launcher looking thing, and it says "Born to Frag." And then obviously a frag is a short term for frag grenade. So yeah, that's gaming word of the week, and it's brought to you by, like I said, me. So let's get right into the episode here. Actually, before we do that, just another plug for us. Visit our website at videogamesnow.ca to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos and including the video that I just made for Halo Reach, so check that out. It's a review of the experience of Halo Reach on PC. And you can find our social media links on there as well, and the latest gaming news. So after the show, please leave a review on whatever you listen to our show on to help spread the word about fragging, I guess. Finally, have you considered becoming a Video Games Now Patreon? As a Patreon, you get access to podcast episodes one day earlier than everyone else, as well as discounts on VGN swag, exclusive stories, and you can listen to the podcast live on Discord as we record it. Alright, so let's get right into the Game Awards. So Bradley should be along here shortly to save me, because last week I... Whoa! That was impeccable timing, sir.
I try really hard.
You tried really hard. Did you actually listen to the podcast last week?
Oh. It's been a busy week at work, so I haven't been able to listen to many podcasts.
That's fine. That's fine. I was choking. I didn't think the podcast was too bad. Like, I just listened back to the podcast episode in my car, and it didn't sound too bad. The only issue I found was, like, it skipped a couple times, which I didn't notice while we were recording. So I was a little upset by that, but I think I fixed the issue. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. But anyways, we're literally just getting into the Game Awards, and I have the Game Awards recap here per mspoweruser.com, who I've never heard of, but hopefully they got their shit together. So no big secret, that Game of the Year went to Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Hooray. Bradley, did you play that, or was that Eric?
Eric played it. That's why I was trying to get him on the podcast, because I think he's the only one that played it among us.
God damn. Well, I might actually check it out now, because it actually won a bunch of awards, so that's great. We actually had a poll on our website, which was, which game do you think is going to win Game of the Year, and nobody picked Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. We had Smash Bros., Death Stranding, Outer Worlds, but not Sekiro. I can't even say it now. Sekiro.
I don't have to buy you an Advent calendar now. I'm happy.
Hey, I said if you guessed wrong, I can't remember what I said. I'd have to roll the clip. which I don't have queued up. So, but yeah, I do want an advent calendar. So, all right. So yeah, that's game of the year. Went to Shakiro Shadows Die Twice, and we had a plethora of other rewards. Awards, not rewards, given out. Action game went to Devil May Cry 5, which you played, Bradley, and are you surprised by that decision?
Actually, I'm not surprised. Based off the list of games, Devil May Cry 5 is really good. I really enjoyed the combat and fighting style to it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it looked good. I never picked it up myself. A lot of games, not a lot of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, so... Shakiro Shadows Die Twice also won best action adventure game, so great on them. And then the game we were bashing the most was Control, because we never heard of it, but it actually won a bunch of awards as well, including best art direction. So maybe we should actually check that out. Actually, didn't you say you checked it out? I can't remember. You're saying something on the Discord the other day.
Oh, it's now on my list to pick up.
Yeah,
I'll pick up the game of the year version.
Yeah, for sure. I looked at it on my Xbox store because I was looking for something to play other than COD because I was ready to about murder some kids. But yeah, I never ended up buying it. So, speaking of murdering kids, Call of Duty... That's a bad joke. Wow, that is an awful joke. Call of Duty Modern Warfare won Best Audio Design. So, and I can actually agree with that. That actually has really good audio design in that game. So, did you...
That was a really good... It was a really good COD game in general. I was quite impressed with it.
I was quite impressed with it, too.
Having won something.
Yeah, it just kind of... It slowly dwindled back to what the other CODs lacked, I guess, which was soul. I don't know.
That campaign in it is amazing.
Yes, I agree. The campaign was really, really good. I've been playing a lot of Halo Reach, and I realized how much more fun I have playing Halo Reach than I do playing COD. So I've been playing way more. Actually, I have not played COD since December 3rd when Halo Reach came out for PC.
What I would like to see COD do is, instead of like releasing a new game every year, create almost like a Destiny game where you just play online all the time. You can just go.
Yeah.
And then them just releasing new campaigns, like our new single player stuff.
I wonder if that's what they're doing now, because they went back to Call of Duty Modern Warfare, like just the standard title, and now they've released Season 1. So I wonder if that's the direction they're actually going to go now.
I think that would work better for them, because if they just release, like, they just have an online server, this is our game, we'll update and we'll do the Fortnite style events, and then every year we'll just add a new chapter to the campaign for you guys to enjoy.
Yeah.
And keep the lore going.
Pretty much. And what if they do it in a way similar to Halo MCC, where it's like, here's all the franchises, like here's Black Ops, here's Modern Warfare, you know, here's all of them. And then, you know, they keep adding on to each game, essentially. So they have each campaign for each game, which gets either added on to every year, or, and then if you want to play the Black Ops multiplayer, like the Black Ops maps, the Black Ops guns, all that kind of shit, then I think that would be fun and exciting.
Yeah, I hope that's what they're doing. I hope they're doing something different with it this time around, because I just looked up 2020 games and found that Black Ops 5 is supposed to be coming out, and I was like, I really don't want to see that.
Yeah. Well, they got to round it out at 5, because Black Ops 4 just doesn't seem like it's cutting it. I don't know. Yeah.
They should just not have made 4.
Yeah, that's true. They should have just left it as a trilogy. Well, they should just make Blackout Zombies, because that's honestly all anyone actually fucking cares about.
That's very true.
So, and they only had one level. No, they had 2 levels. Last time I played... Which one? Oh, no, it was World War II, the last one I played, where it had zombies in it and only had 2 levels. And one of them was actually super fun. It was, like, the house one. It was, like, traditional zombies in a house. And you had to, like... Mm. But you couldn't board up the windows, I think. That was really dumb. And then the first level was, like... It had some sort of, like, linear story where you had to, like, go and, like, build a fucking laser beam gun. Yeah.
I remember that. Okay. Black Ops 4 had a similar zombie style to like this, the stories and lore. Like one, you were set in like a galactic no, not galactic, gladiator style fighting.
Yeah.
It's like a gladiator stadium and you're trying to work your way through the Colosseum. It was kind of cool, but...
That sounds cool, but I think what you started with sounds even cooler. A galactic space alien zombie thing. You just...
that'd be pretty cool.
You're just in your flying tank in space shooting fucking zombies. and then Master Chief shows up and it's like, what the fuck? And it just turns into...
What the fuck?
Turns into like a huge Halo versus Black Ops. That'd be super cool, actually. So moving on. So this one somewhat surprised me. The best community support was Destiny 2. Because we haven't talked about Destiny a lot for a long time on this show because we thought it was kind of a dead game. But that's interesting to know that their community support is A-list. Yeah, so...
They did do a lot of work in the last couple, and they just released that new... I can't remember the name of the expansion, but the new expansion, and Destiny fans loved it.
Yeah.
Facebook streamers, they're enjoying Destiny so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I could see it.
I just haven't... I've downloaded Destiny 2's... I think they had a demo. Or was it... I could get Destiny 2 for free, like the original, like non DLC stuff. But I never
you can get
ever
Destiny 2. I think all the DLC except the newest one for free.
Yeah, because I had it downloaded on my Xbox, but I've never opened it because I'm just like, I don't want to fucking.
They were really trying to get people back into the game when they launched that new expansion. So I'm pretty sure they just said, "Here, like everyone play it, and if you like what you're playing, here's the new expansion to buy."
Okay. Awesome. Alright, so Content Creator of the Year went to Shroud. And I'm not going to say his real name because I'm going to absolutely annihilate that last name. The Best Esports Coach went to Danny Zonic Sorazin, who's the coach for Astralis for Counter-Strike GO. And the Best Esport Event was League of Legends World Championship 2019. And, there's a lot of esports stuff. Best esports game of the year is League of Legends. Esports host is some dude whose name is absolutely too advanced for my comprehension. Esports player was Kyle Gersdorf. Why doesn't he just change his last name to Ganondorf? Because, like, it's pretty well there. There's, like, two letters off. Kyle Ganondorf. You're from the Sentinels and for Fortnite. And the last one is best esports team is G2 Esports. And yeah, for League of Legends.
Esports player, Buga, that's the one that won the Fortnite World Championship. Won the 3.2 million or whatever.
Is that the kid that... Because when we went to PAX, obviously not last year because we didn't fucking go at all. Bullshit. It was the year before. There was a Fortnite tournament and some no-name kid came and just fucking cleaned house and won like a couple thousand dollars. Like $100,000 or something. So I wonder if it's that kid.
I don't know if it's that same kid, but this is the kid that won the Fortnite World Cup that was worth $3 million. He was a 16-year-old, and he dummied it. Like, in the last two rounds, he didn't even have to try, and he still would have won.
Fuck.
It was crazy. His social media, after he won, like, quadrupled in support.
Yeah, totally. What do you do with $3 million when you're 16 years old? Like, there's not enough fucking porn magazines on this earth to fucking buy.
The government took half of it on him.
Oh, the fucking government to
state
buy
State of New York, because he won it, but he lives in New York. The state of New York taxes on winnings like that was like 49% or something stupid.
Oh, that's savage.
He lost $1 million or $1.5 million to taxes.
That's savage. Doesn't it make you feel good to be a Canadian and you can go win, like, some money at the casino and you get to keep all of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fucking savage. Like, and you know what, actually, I've read articles from people who played, like, The Price is Right, and they'll win, like, they'll go to the final round, right, the final showcase, and they win all this shit. They win, like, a fucking boat and a car and a trip and all this shit. And then, they get to the part where they gotta sign all the papers and stuff, and it's just like... It's not even worth it. It's not worth it to, like, pay tax on all that shit and just get, like, tax out the wazoo and you basically walk home with fuck all. So, yeah, that's kind of unfair for the Americans.
My favorite game shows is coming to Canada, so...
There are
games. Try that out.
Yeah, there's a Family Feud Canada. Yeah,
Family Feud Canada.
I like that show. Actually, I think I like that show more because Steve Harvey was the host.
Yeah.
Now they got some Canadian fucking salt and pepper dude hosting it. So. Yeah, but I think my mom would actually be really good at that game. So we should. I should look into doing that. Yeah. Anyways.
Esports.
What's that?
Back to esports.
Yeah, back to esports. Oh, wait, esports is over. Back to now on to individual stuff. So best family game was Luigi's Mansion 3, which we have a review of on our YouTube page, if you want to check that out. Best fighting game was Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. If... I was going to say, like, I wonder if anybody's butthurt that, like, Tekken or, like, Soul Calibur or, like, any of those other fighting games didn't win. Because I'm like, this is the go-to, like, fighting game, like, for anybody. It's like...
So good.
It's so good. Like, it's like in Yu-Gi-Oh! When everyone just has a problem, they're just like, duel me! It's like that, but in real life, it's Smash Bros. It's like, fucking 1v1 me, Smash. So.
Yeah. They did such a good job in that game. I'm so happy at least won something.
Yeah, 100%. This game got a lot of attention on... during the Game Awards. It was Disco Elysium, which won Fresh Indie Game. It also won Best Independent Game, and Best Narrative, and Best RPG, and that's it. But still, it won 4 awards, and it's a brand new indie game, so that's a super, super impressive. I actually haven't even looked at Disco Elysium to see what it even has to offer. So this... I kind of want to check it out.
On Steam right now for $45.
I wonder if that went up. I wonder if it was like $25 and then it got all these awards. And it's like, yeah, it's a AA price tag game now.
It looks like an over the shoulder. It's like a point and click. Like, it's an interesting. It's beautifully looking right now. I'm just looking at like a quick trailer of it. I'm not listening to anything, but.
Right.
An in-depth RPG.
Shit.
Breaking open world. Role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill system at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across.
Cool. Yeah, I might check that out. Can you get that on Switch, actually, or is it just on PC?
I'll take a quick look, see what it's available.
Because if it's
it
on,
just came up on Steam as the first thing.
Because if it's on Switch, I'm going to play that over the holiday season because I'll be not at my house for, like, almost a week and a half. Speaking of that, everybody, I'm going to record
it. It's not on Switch.
Fuck. But yeah, speaking of that, everybody, I'm going to record an extra podcast episode sometime this week. I'll figure out who's available. Maybe I'll do it by myself. Who knows? But I'll record one more and then just schedule it to come out next week when I'm not at my house so that you can continue to enjoy the Video Games Now podcast.
It comes out for Christmas?
It's going to come out on Christmas Eve, so I might even just do one by myself and just read off like a Christmas list or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll make it fun. And we hope you guys have a good holiday season. And it sounds like the podcast is ending, but it's not. Yeah, so moving on here. Death Stranding won Best Game Direction. And Death Stranding looked like a great game. Like, I didn't play it or follow it or anything. But, yeah, like, it visually looked good. I can't really speak for the story or anything. Bradley, did you play it at all or interact with it?
Oh, I passed on that one because it came out with so many other games around it. My bank account was already crying.
That's kind of everything with games. It's like everybody wants to release their game in the end of the year to kind of capitalize on, you know, Black Friday and Christmas and stuff like that, but yeah, why don't you just release it in like July when there's fucking nothing? Like,
Luigi's Mansion came out around that time, Star Wars Fallen Order came out, Pokemon came out, Death Stranded came out, and I think there's another game in the mix somewhere. Maybe COD came out just like 2 weeks before it, or a week before it.
Yeah, I think COD came out beginning of November, I think.
Yeah, so this was beginning. This came out in November 8th, so beginning of November.
Yeah. So
Death Stranded. So yeah, there's so many games.
Yeah. All right, so Games for Impact, whatever the fuck that means. Gris won that. And best independent game we already said was Disco Elysium. Best mobile game was Call of Duty Mobile, which I didn't even realize was a thing, and I can't believe that that's a thing. Like, it's like Fortnite Mobile. It's like the a laughingstock, I think. Like, I thought, but it won best mobile game of the year. Maybe because no one wanted to not be playing Call of Duty for, like, 2 minutes. Like, they were, like, playing on their console, and then they just couldn't, like, take a poop for 2 minutes, so they just had to take their phone in and play Call of Duty Mobile.
I know a few streamers that actually streamed that.
Really?
Before COD came out. Before, like, Modern Warfare. Before Modern Warfare came out, they were streaming that instead of Black Ops.
That's hilarious. What is it? Is it based off a game, or is it its own? Is it its own thing?
It's kind of its own thing.
Interesting. So they have to I have to check it out, but I don't even know how that would work personally. But it won mobile game of the year, so it might not be that bad. I'm just shitting on it because of Fortnite Mobile's thing. We were playing Fortnite. Oh fuck, this was forever ago. Will and I and another guy was playing Fortnite, and we were joined by some girl we worked with, and she downloaded Fortnite Mobile, and she just like, I'm really good at hiding in bushes, and we're like, oh yeah. So she made it to like top fucking five, and like all she did was hide in a bush, and then when she had to run because the storm was closing in, she would just run to another bush in the storm, and she got and then she got one kill, and it was a total fucking fluke, and she's like, I got one kill, and I think he was like one shot, like so, like he was just in a battle with somebody, and then she was in the bush and she shot him, fucking dropped him. Oh, it was funny. Anyways,
bot way to win.
Yeah, totally. All right, so now we're on to best multiplayer game was Apex Legends. No surprise there. That's been picking up a lot of steam since it released in February. And including your streams, Mr. Bradley, our top shelf now on Apex Legends.
It's a lot of fun. Right now it's having a little problems, though, with the skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah, I find with a couple of other games, too. Halo's always had, like, I haven't had many difficult matchmaking, opportunities or whatever in Halo Reach, because the matchmaking's always been good for Halo, but for COD, like, it's just been trash matchmaking. Like, one game, you're absolutely dominating everybody, and then the next game, you're just, like, you're not worth the dirt the shit sits on, basically.
My problem with skill-based matchmaking in Apex is they have a ranked mode that is like based off your skill and how well you do, you keep going up.
Right.
But then when you play pubs and you want to play pubs, like you just want to go into a random game and just play.
Yeah.
Because you did so well, you're against pred players all the time. So pubs is harder than ranked right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you're playing against people that are like stacks of three, and they'll just gun you. Like you shoot one, and you're getting shot by all three of them.
They're working as a unit. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it's not ranked. It's just a casual game mode, and you're playing that sweaty.
Yeah, maybe they just got. Maybe they're like you. Like, do you get tired of rank, and you just want to play pubs? Like, maybe everyone's feeling that way. Like they're just
there's people that just and like Dizzy. Like, the streamer Dizzy, he's been complaining about skill-based matchmaking in Apex for the last, like, 2 weeks. There's YouTube videos of big streamers complaining about it. Like, but it's just because it ruins the casual, just go in. I'm going in alone. I'm just going to go have some fun.
Right, yeah. We get two randies.
You can do that if you're a decent player.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand why that's frustrating for sure. And because with rank, like, it doesn't matter how good you are. When you're in ranked, you hit a ceiling. Like, there's people better than you, and you just can't fucking beat them. And people get frustrated by just getting fucking shit stomped by these guys that are better than them. So yeah, they just want to go back and play pubs and fucking merc noobs all the time. So
when they go back and play pubs now in Apex,
yeah,
they're playing against those people that keep shitting on them in ranked.
Yeah. So everyone's getting frustrated.
Get away from it.
Yeah, everyone's getting frustrated with whatever rank they're in, from the lowest rank all the way to the highest rank. So they're going back to pubs and they're just fucking dominating. Yeah, I can see that. I wish maybe they could make a pubs category that's like it's separates it into three. So if you've hit a certain level of ranked, then you're not allowed to play. Like, say they'll have like a low, medium, and high tier. So if you hit like what's the mid ground, like kind of ranked, like bronze or
first bronze to start, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, red. Because you're kind of looking like mid. It would be a gold. Right. High gold, low plat.
So say you hit like a low gold. So once you hit a low gold, you cannot join the low tier of pubs. Like, it just won't let you. Because you're obviously, if you're gold, then why would you go and feed on the fucking weak? And just, you know what I mean? You think that would work?
I don't know. Right now, they got to do something, though.
Yeah. Well,
the game is just still in balance, so.
Yeah, totally. We at the Video Games Now podcast always come up with ideas, and then they steal them and make a game out of it. So, like, hell let loose.
That is true.
Trademark.
Respond, Devs, if you're listening.
Yeah, totally. If you're one of the 700 people that listen to this podcast, respond. Listen to us now. This is your father talking. No, just kidding. Next on our list here is the best ongoing game was Fortnite. And I think what really won Fortnite this award was the Black Hole event.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was just such a brilliant way to draw in their audience and then totally fucking blow their mind. And it was just good. It was good. I really enjoyed that whole aspect of that game, because I have checked out of Fortnite since season 5 of whatever the first tour was. I don't even
chapter
know.
One
chapter 1 season 5 I have not played Fortnite since then, and this got me interested in even jumping into a game just to finding out what's going on. So yeah, it was really, really interesting. So I wonder what go ahead, sorry.
Whole event was just a marketing genius, and there was top streamers with like 20,000 people watching literally a black hole waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, and
it was down for 28 hours, was it, or 36 hours, something. I want to look it up, how long it was down.
I wonder if they did that if they updated something so drastically, like they had to update like their server firmware or something like that, and they're like, we need 28 hours or they probably said 48 hours to fully update like their firmware on the servers. I wonder if that had something to do with it, and then they're like, hey, well, let's make an event out of it. Because I mean, Fortnite's been online since it launched until that black hole event. And it's just been growing at an absolute substantial rate. So I'm wondering if they were maybe struggling to keep up and they just needed like a day to like get their shit together or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. It was really good.
It was good. And yeah, I like what they had to say on stage at the Game Awards. They said, you know, they're looking for different ways to entertain everybody in terms of just to keep Fortnite fresh. And is the have you played Fortnite since the Black Hole event?
I have.
Is it, like, drastically different?
You know what? There's some mechanics in it that are very different. Like, they have the fishing and they have the boats. But the swimming is really cool.
Yeah, because... go ahead, sorry.
To get from high ground to low ground, you can just jump in the water and you won't take fall damage. So that adds that... Certain times you're just like, oh, fuck it, I'm peacing out. And just jump off the mountain and try to hit the water.
Yeah. Okay.
Different fights... The map is unique. I took some cool elements from all their seasons and kind of threw it into the map without copying too much.
Okay.
So, like, there's a slurp factory. There's, like, an actual, like, it almost looks like the Simpsons factory to me, with the two giant smoke.
Smokestacks?
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Smokestacks.
Oh, yeah.
They have two giant smokestacks in it. And then they did bring in Retail Row, Pleasant Park, and
Risky Reels, I think, is in there too, right?
A new version. Yeah, they're from like the original. They brought those back, and then they put a new version of like Risky Reel in. So,
no, there.
But I like it.
What don't they have that mine area? I can't remember what it's called. Because there's some massive event going on in there. They announced at the Game Awards that like they were going to play something from Star Wars, like a behind the scenes from the new Star Wars movie there, and you had to be in game to see it.
Yeah, they had a new. I don't know where it is on the map. Like the map names are Cringy Cliffs, Steamy Stacks, Dirty Docks, Retail Row, Lazy Lake, but it's just the lakes to the south of it.
Right. I'm just looking up the Star
Wars. Misty Meadows.
Right, yeah.
Pompey, the Weeping Woods, Salty Springs, Sweaty Sands, okay. Pleasant Park are okay. Like the names that are the launch.
Got it. So I just pulled up an article here about that event that I just mentioned. So it says the Fortnite Star Wars event was bad, but not because of server issues. Ooh, that sucks. That event didn't go so well. So I'm just quickly skimming through this here. Yeah, I don't think that's too bad. After the rocket launches, volcano eruptions, and monster fights, he wasn't going to miss this one. And this was probably the Fortnite's worst event so far, despite being the most technically impressive. Oh, well, that's sad. Maybe we shouldn't read any further. anyways, we should continue on with the Game Awards here. So, we were on Fortnite, and then our best performance went to Mads Mikkelsen in Death Stranding in terms of voice artistry. That's a tongue twister. Voice artistry for voiceovers and characters.
You just cut out there, bud.
Did I cut out there? Oh, no, I think I cut out for you because I'm talking to you on speakerphone. Because, the Pro Tools on PC has just been a fucking nightmare. Like, just issue after issue after issue. It's just been a goddamn zoo. So, now I have to... Okay, so, as everybody knows who's been long-time listeners of the podcast, I fucking hate Apple with a passion. But, if you want a smooth audio recording experience on Pro Tools, you have to use a Mac. Like, it's just, you have to. The only reason I got rid of my Mac is because like I literally only used it once a week to record the podcast, and I was like, why am I having this extra computer sitting in my fucking room when I could just build a badass gaming PC and just record on there? That was my thought process, and now it's just I'm regretting it for recording. But on here you need like a separate program to run so that Pro Tools can talk to all your recording shit, and it's just so frustrating. But I'd rather use Pro Tools in a broken state than fucking Adobe Audition, which is like cancer. Yeah. That's my little...
That was Rodney rant.
I was just going to say, there's my rant. I got it out. So there.
Up to you by Pro Tools fucking up.
Pro Tools fucking up. Hopefully it didn't skip this time. Anyways, I think I figured out why that it was skipping, so hopefully I fixed it. Anyways, best RPG game went to Disco Elysium, which we said earlier. The best score in music was Death Stranding. Thank God they have a category for that, because, like, music plays just such a huge part in every game. Like, you don't even realize it. I love...
Just awkwardly sitting here nodding my head in agreement.
Okay, cool. Good. Well, there's also music playing in the background of this, but I can't hear it, because if I turn the USB knob on my mixer up, then you can hear me doubly. I don't know if that actually came through or not. But anyways, moving on here to the next thing. We have Best Sports and Racing Game, which was Eric's big favorite game, is Crash Racing, Team Racing Nitro Fueled. He comes home and he doesn't even feed his kids. He just goes straight to playing Crash Team Racing.
It's a fun game. I really want to get it.
Yeah.
I play the original all the time.
When I play that, all I can remember... All I think of is Diddy Kong Racing for the 64, because like I play quite a bit of that, actually. I don't know.
They're very similar. They came out around the similar time, too.
I think they were rivaling each other, because like they knew they weren't going to beat Mario Kart, because you just fucking can't. So I wonder if Crash Team Racing and Diddy Kong Racing kind of came out to kind of rival Mario Kart. Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
Possibly. Anyways, best strategy game...
Just Sony trying to get a piece of their pie.
Sony sticking their wiener and everything. I'll get to that later. We're going to talk about the Xbox Series X later. So the best strategy game went to Fire Emblem Three Houses. And the best VR/AR game went to Beat Saber. Yeah.
Surprise there.
You're surprised there?
No surprise there.
Oh, no surprise. I don't know. I didn't play... I saw people playing Beat Saber at PAX one year, and I'm like, I kind of want to play that game, because I like rhythm-based games. And I like to think I'm good at them, and then I'm not. You know, like Guitar Hero. So, yeah.
I'm not good at them.
Not good at them? Alright. So that about wraps up the Game Awards for 2019. And if you guys were also watching, basically, in the first frickin', what was it? 10 minutes of the frickin' show, they showed off the new Xbox. And I gotta say, this thing is a monolith of epic proportions. It's massive, and it's oddly shaped. So, if I were to ask you what you think out of all the consoles of all time, what is the most awkwardly fucking shaped one, you'd probably say the GameCube. Well, this is like an osculated fucking GameCube, essentially.
It looks like the Xbox One S and the Xbox One Pro or One X had a baby, and the baby was really fat.
Oh, dude, no. I think calling it fat is, like, totally understatement. I just gotta look at this. So, someone tried to measure it up. So, it's got a controller leaning against it in the main picture. So, it's probably three Xbox controllers high. If it's standing on the handles, and it's one controller wide and one controller long. So, how the hell is anyone going to fit this? Like, it's fine for me, because my Xbox is just basically on top of my shelf anyway, where it's got nothing above it. But, like, for people who have a limited amount of space, it's like, where the fuck are you going to put this? And you got to put it so that, you got to put it on the floor, and then all the dust and everything settles in the little top, the little grate bit. I don't know.
And burns out.
And burn, yeah, it burns out, and then your cat...
Whole repeat
fucking,
of the...
What? Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the design. I'm not a... But the controller looks exactly the same as the Xbox One, so I remember when the Xbox One got announced, and they showed off the controller, and everyone was, like, bitching about its design. It's like, dude, it's the fucking same controller. Just calm the fuck down. it's been slightly modified. So, but no...
That's pretty much what Sony's done, too, is they haven't really fucked with their controller much.
No, it's been the same since the PS1, minus the little touchscreen or whatever the hell on the middle. But, yeah, I mean... I think it'd be really dumb for them to have an all new controller, because they've been pushing these make your customized Xbox controller pretty hard. So it'd be really dumb for them to just be like, yeah, no, discard that controller now and make another one. So yeah.
Have you seen the leaks? Have you seen the supposedly leaked PlayStation?
I have.
See the picture I posted on that?
I have, yeah. That actually looks pretty cool. And what I was going to say about the Xbox One X, sorry, Xbox Series X, that's so dumb name, dumb design. That's what I got to say about the Xbox. Like, Xbox, like, the code names half the time are better than the actual fucking name. Like, the Wii was...
Scarlet?
Yeah, Scarlet and Anaconda sounded badass. And now it's Series X. Dumb.
Scarlet would have been better.
Yeah, 100%. Like, the Wii, the code name for the Wii was the Nintendo Revolution, and it's like, that's way better fucking name than the Wii. So.
Why the Switch? I think the Switch for Nintendo is a good name, though.
Yeah, the NX, I knew it wouldn't stick in terms of the actual name, so yeah, I do like the Nintendo Switch. I had to warm up to it, though. I didn't like it at first. I thought it was kind of silly, but I warmed up to it. It's fine.
I just appreciate Sony just sticking with the numerical system.
Well, they might as well. Everyone else is moving away from it.
They trademarked up to PlayStation 10.
Which should be called the PSX. Let's be real. Eh?
That'd be good.
Eh? Yeah.
But okay. That's if they get there. We'll see what Sony does, if they sell off their company or not.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so I'm on the Verge reading this article about the Xbox Series X. It says all the news about Microsoft's next-gen console. We've known about Microsoft's next-gen Xbox for quite some time now. The company unveiled its official codename Scarlet back in E3 2019 alongside some key specs. And Xbox chief Phil Spencer has been much more forthright about the upcoming console generation to provide us to promote a spirit of transparency with fans to counter Sony's more tight-lipped approach with the PS5. But at the Game Awards in December, Microsoft did something completely unexpected. It showed off its new console, nearly a year before its planned launch and many months before the next year's E3, when we all presumed to get to see it for the first time in person. The Xbox Series X is called, is the next-gen Microsoft console, and it's already inspiring spirited debates about how much of a console PC hybrid it is. You know what? I want to see the back of this thing. I want to see what you can plug into it.
That'd be good to see.
Yeah, because I imagine it's basically got a mouse and keyboard hook up in the back, and it's like a fucking straight-ass PC. But it's still, you know, with the price they're probably going to sell it at. What do you think they're going to sell it at? I think $799 is what they're going to sell it at. $799? Yeah, I think they're going to completely slap us across the face.
You think that's the Canadian price or the U.S. price? Like, we're going to be fucked over, and it's going to be like $950.
I think the U.S. price will be $699, and we'll get $799 for sure.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think $799 is probably the hard cap for both systems.
Yeah, but if you're buying a console, like, okay, and here's the other thing too. I was actually talking to Mark about this earlier. So if Halo Infinite is available on PC, I'm not fucking buying this console. It's just not happening. Like, I'm not spending $799 on a console that basically is a PC. So I already have a gaming PC. I'm just gonna play all the games on here. So
PlayStation.
Yeah, like in terms of the Xbox One and how it performed in this generation, it kind of performed kind of shitty. Like the kind of flagship games for Xbox are Halo and Gears, and they didn't even release a new Gears until fucking super late in its life cycle. And Halo 5 was trash. So that's kind of all they really had going for it. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I talked about that in the Discord, our Discord channel a bit. Or I was really disappointed with the Xbox game, like exclusive content, where PlayStation really killed it this year or this generation with exclusive content.
Yeah, I'm gonna possibly just buy a PS5 next year, and please tell Will I said that, because. He won't believe me that I said that, but it's on the podcast, so if he ends up listening to it, great.
Not the only one I know that's converting. I actually have a coworker. I sold him a cheap PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So I sold it to him cheap and told him, like, okay, if you're getting this, you have to play these games. And I listed, like, six of the exclusives. And he's like, I like the Xbox, the new one, but I'll probably just wait and buy the PlayStation 5. They have a better game lineup.
Well, not only that, it's backwards compatible, so it's like all the games you've missed out on in the past, like, 6 years you can fucking play, which is great. But, unless I see an absolute, supremely impressive lineup of games at E3 in 2020, like, I'm probably not going to buy this Xbox. Especially if Halo Infinite's going to be available on PC. So, yeah.
Xbox may surprise us. Hopefully they've learned from this generation.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not buying Halo at launch. I'm not going to buy Halo at launch. I'm gonna see how it is. I'm gonna see how people are perceiving it.
It probably be on Game Pass, to be completely honest.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to buy it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're right. And then if it's on PC, why the fuck am I buying an Xbox? I'll just play it on PC. So, all right. Well. I was going to pull something up about the PlayStation. I will. And we'll talk about it after. Play PS5 leak images.
There was a few game announcements, too, though.
At the Game Awards. Yes. Yes, you're right. They announced Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And then they had a couple of indie stuff, like people... what do they call it? The Facebook Gaming Creator of the Year or something? But anyways, a gaming story of the year or something. Anyways, they were following people from like third world countries that just had it kind of rough, and they basically used their experiences to make games to make people happy. So so there's a couple games on there that they were looking at. They showed off Maneater, which Maneater made me laugh so freaking hard. It's like, I'm actually kind of excited to play this game.
Grand Theft Auto meets Sharks.
Grand Theft Auto meets Sharknado. And then they announced a Final Fantasy VII remake, which has been asked for like every year since Final Fantasy VII came out.
They showed it off more because that's out next year.
Yes, yes.
At least chapter one is out next year because they're releasing it in like in chunks.
Yes,
which is kind of annoying.
100%. They showed off
a nice new video, so it was pretty cool.
For Final Fantasy VII, yeah, absolutely. We have a reveal trailer for a game called Godfall, which is a PS exclusive, I believe. And this game actually looks super cool. And we'll put all these are obviously available on YouTube. All these trailers, if you guys want to check it out. This one kind of scared me, in a sense. This next one,
Hellblade.
Yeah, Hellblade. It started off with showing like, moderately attractive looking lady. And then she turned into like some demon lady. I'm like, fuck, no thanks, I'm out. But Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 was announced at the Game Awards.
A lot of people are excited to play that.
100%, yeah. Bravely Default 2 was also announced for the Nintendo Switch, and I've played I played Bravely Default 1, but I didn't beat it, but I did get pretty far. I probably got 70% of the way through, but I actually didn't mind it. It's pretty good. It was a different take on turn-based JRPGs. I actually can't remember exactly how the mechanic worked, but I know like you could have your character like store like basically pass on his turn and like store his turn, and then in reward for that, the next time he attacked, he would attack with two turns worth of strength or something. I don't remember exactly how the mechanic works, so I'd have to actually look into that again.
I may check it out. I never played the first one, though.
I don't think it's worth it now because it was on the 3DS, and the part of the charm of the game was you could go, because you had to repair your kind of like the country that's been ravaged by monsters, and it worked with Spot Pass with the 3DS. So I don't know if that would be worth it now. Maybe the story's still worth it, but yeah. Actually, the one thing I really liked about the original Bravely Default is you could set your encounter rate for wild battles. So when you went into a dungeon, you'd be running around, and then you would get a random, like a wild encounter, like exactly like in Pokemon when you're walking through tall grass, like just randomly pops up. But you could set that to 0 or like 100%. So like you're basically two steps and you're hitting wild battles all the time. So once you've grinded enough and you're like, I just want to fucking finish the dungeon, you can just turn wild encounters off completely, and then you can just run through the dungeon without any consequence. So that was one of my favorite features about Bravely Default, actually. But anyways, cool.
Makes it more like a casual versus like an extreme RPG player.
Yeah, but if you turn that off and just kind of walk around, you're going to get fucked eventually because you're not going to be the right level. So yeah. you got to find the balance. But each battle is super annoying because it's kind of long. But anyways, moving on here, we have Humankind, which is an official Your Story gameplay trailer. And I can't actually remember what this one's about. It says Humankind, the civilization building simulator from Amplitude Studios, debuted a new trailer and gameplay feature. The game is set for a potential release sometime in 2020. Okay, great. Next, we had Warframe. And that was the latest update known as, I can't even say that, Empyrean. It was simultaneously revealed and dropped. If you own Warframe on PC, go and update your game. If you own Warframe on console, you'll have to wait a little longer. The previous update known as Rising Tide is now available on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. There were so many announcements. Like, we don't even have time to talk about them all.
It was like a Magic the Gathering prologue. Sons of the Forest looked creepy as fuck. Then there's two League of Legends story mode games that they kind of showed off.
Yep. They had what else?
It looked really cool.
Sons of the Forest.
Like a Dungeons and...
Sorry, I cut you off. I thought you were done. This Discord latency sucks ass. Anyway, Sons of the Forest looks fucking terrifying.
It looks creepy as fuck.
Yeah. That's right up Will's alley. Will's gonna be fucking balls deep in that Son of the Forest.
Free and Will the Wisp game. The first one was really good, so I'm kind of excited for the second one.
Nice.
This is probably the coolest thing. Cause when I was watching the Game Awards, I was actually streaming, kind of watching and playing Apex. And so the Apex Hollow Day Bash event dropped like mid-game. Like there was no update, no nothing. So I'm playing a game, and I'm like, okay, cool, we're done. Let's go into the next one. And as I go into the next one, it's like, here's your free holiday song. I'm like, what the hell? Click, and it's like, whole thing changed. They dropped everything in this new game mode, which was, it's so much fun, where you have to hijack a train, and it's you have to win 3 rounds, and you're playing against 2 other teams of 3 to take over the train.
Wow.
And I probably played it maybe 100 rounds of it within the weekend.
Wow, that sounds super fun.
Had a lot of fun. You can change your character like in between each round. Each character has a set loadout, and then the loadouts rotate around every day, so not one character is OP. It may be OP for the day, but it won't be OP the next time around.
Oh.
They did a really good job with that. And then they put in Mirage's party ship in the actual game, and that's I suggest looking up videos, because that's kind of a cool, funny little thing that they added to the game for another spot to loot.
Nice. Okay, just moving on quickly here. Gears Tactic world premiere trailer dropped, so I think that was the turn-based version of Gears, I guess. I can't quite remember. I think they announced that in E3, but it didn't really stick with me because I'm not really a Gears fan myself. They announced a new FPS game called 9 to 5, so you check that out. Another game called New World is also announced. Green Day performed live. Hooray! There's a new Surgeon Simulator 2. That sounds. I never actually played that, but that would be super fun to play in VR. Surgeon Simulator. So. Yeah,
looks cool.
They've showed off Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere. I'm going to butcher that for Elder Scrolls.
That's right, Elsewhere.
Elsewhere? Okay, good.
Elsewhere.
And then they had a Fast and Furious trailer, and then Vin Diesel came on stage and did some shit. And they did bad acting on stage, actually. Oh, and some guy heckled Vin Diesel, and he's like, hey, woo. Yeah, I don't know.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah, take off your shirt. That's what he said. Yeah, that's all we got here. So, if you guys want the full details, you can head over. I'm just friggin' type it into Google. It'll be up everywhere. So,
yeah. The only last thing I'm going to quickly mention is they dropped a new trailer. Go check it out of Ghost of Tsushima. Or Tsushima.
Tsushima, yep.
That's the PlayStation exclusive dropping next year, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
You're worthy of music right now.
All right. So the poll for this week is going to be on our website. So we go to videogamesnow.ca/podcasts, and you'll find our poll of the week, which is which console will be your first priority next holiday season? And I'm just quickly opening it. The answers are Xbox Series X, freaking Halo Man. PS5 because exclusives, duh, and I just have a Switch. So head over to our website, let us know what your priorities are, and if we should change our priorities and get them straight, buddy. So yeah, alright guys, thanks. I think that'll wrap it up for the podcast here, and thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, and then jump onto social media, let us know what you thought of the show, and ultimately what you thought of the Game Awards, because we're curious to hear what you have to say. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back next week, and until then, we'll see you all in the next one. Bye bye.
Hey guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.